Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Longtime college football writer and reporter, Mr. Tony Barnhart. And Tony, thanks for joining us. And I want to start off by having you make a decision. How about this one? Which coach do you think had a worse Saturday? Would it be Steve Sarkisian or would it be James Franklin? Both pretty rough weekends.
James Franklin's simply because he played a team. He was something like a 21-point favorite. And against a bad UCLA team, and somehow they found a way to lose. Who had just fired its coach? That's a pretty bad loss, and it's a good situation where James Franklin continues. And I like Coach. I met him when he was at Vanderbilt, but somehow in the big games, his team's really come up short, and that's the fans aren't very patient with that. Particularly this was considered to be the most complete team that James Franklin has fielded since he got to Penn State. So Steve Sarkisian didn't have a great day, but it wasn't as bad as Penn State.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Tony, when it comes to the college football playoffs, we've been talking about how we're just a bit unsure how it could shape up. How many SEC teams do you think will make it to the playoffs?
Well, I did a speech the other night, and I had it at 5.
Wow.
And that's not going to make our friends in the Big Ten very happy. And maybe maybe Indiana slips in there, and they get 4, and the SEC gets 4. But I just this is – and I've said this, guys, in a number of places, is that this is the deepest I've seen the SEC with really good teams. I don't think great teams. I don't think there's a great team in the league. We'll see. But it is so deep in really good teams that could beat you. And I just think that 5 is going to be they deserve 5. Whether or not they get 5 and the Big Ten gets 3, well, that remains to be seen. So,
yeah, I've heard, and you'll appreciate this, I've heard 2007 being thrown around a little bit in terms of just the parity throughout college football. I think it's just a sign of the times. But I was in attendance for Alabama against Vanderbilt this past weekend. Obviously, Diego Pavia, a lot of noise going into that game. But I'm curious to get your thoughts on Kalen DeBoer, because this is a guy who, you go back and look, Tony, like his record against top 25, top 10 teams is insanely good. But
that's
then
right.
the teams that he should just whoop, he can't seem to get it done. And Bama fans are like really excited about him right now, but I know it only takes 1 week and things kind of turn around, on its head.
Well, you just said it. It only takes 1 week, good or bad. And you just have to keep playing one. It's a cliche, but it also happens to be true. Worry about this week, figure out this week, and then get to next week. So I think Kalen DeBoer is a really good coach. you can say, well, who'd he beat? But, again, you play the competition that's in front of you. I haven't seen anybody else with a record like that who coaches at a lower level. So I think Alabama's going to be fine, and the way they played against Georgia and the way they play. Hey, listen, Vanderbilt's a good team.
They are.
And Alabama, when the game was there to be taken, take control of it, they did. So good, good for them. And there's going to be a lot more games like this as we go down the stretch.
We are joined by Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. You mentioned that 5 SEC teams could make it to the playoffs. And look, we know Georgia has flaws. You just talked about that Bama game. It still hurts. But every team has flaws. Do you think this version of Georgia can take it to the national championship?
I predicted Georgia to be in the national championship game this summer. I'm not backing off of that. I like the way that they're playing right now. The defense played really well against Kentucky, but Kentucky's an awful team on offense. So you do have to factor that in. But, you look at the schedule, and Georgia can beat every team on their schedule. And Frank, quite honestly, there's a lot of teams in there that can beat Georgia. So that's what's going to be fun. Remember the Georgia-Alabama night when all those scores kept coming in, 5-point game here, 6-point game there, had five games with 7 points or fewer. That's what the SEC is becoming. It's becoming more and more like the NFL, where every game comes down to about one possession.
Yeah, Tony, I got a couple more questions about the SEC to throw at you. Let's start, and we just talked about the other side of this equation with Steve Sarkisian and Arch Manning a minute ago. How about Billy Napier? Is he safe from being fired after this past weekend? I think a lot of Florida fans are kind of on the fence about it, but, man, they looked like they could beat anybody this past week.
They did. They did. And that defense is really, really good. And so you got something to build on, something to build positive. Now you sit there and look at as we sit here and look at Florida's schedule right now, you know, that was a great win against Texas at home at Texas A&M. Matter of fact, I'm going to be at that game on Saturday. Texas A&M is playing really well right now. So let's see how the Gators play on the road at a hot Texas A&M team. And then after that, they get Mississippi State and open date. If they could win two of those games, they'd be doing great.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Another couple teams I want to get your thoughts on. Texas A&M being one of those. I mean, this is a team that – and we've tried to break it down, Tony, throughout the show today. And we've talked about kind of the odds coming from FanDuel about who can win the SEC. And Texas A&M is just one of those teams. I don't know if it's out of sight, out of mind, but we just don't think of them much here in Atlanta. But, man, they continue to look really, really impressive.
Well, the defense is just incredible. Mike Elko is a very good – one of the best defensive coaches to come down the pike. And so I think they are a dark horse team. But if you sit here and look at Texas A&M with the games they've got coming up, I mean, man, oh, man, oh, man, sitting here looking at the Texas A&M schedule, got Florida at Arkansas. That's a win. At LSU, that'll be interesting on the road. Missouri, South Carolina, Samford, at Texas at the end of the year. So Texas A&M is – everybody in the league has got a tough schedule, but Texas A&M's looks manageable.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. One more thing, Tony, before we let you go. Obviously, Bobby Petrino is a name that is talked about a lot here in the city of Atlanta, but for all the wrong reasons. I get the vibe that he is probably going to get that job at Arkansas long term. What are your thoughts on him kind of being in charge of that program up there?
Well, if you've watched what he's done last year and this year, the numbers he puts up with Taylen Green as his quarterback, Bobby Petrino has shown that he is as good as anybody with using a mobile quarterback. And I think does he have a lot of hit baggage? Yeah, he does. But you know what? Head football coaches are not that easy to come by. When he took the offensive coordinator's job, when Sam Pittman hired him, I was told at that time, well, yeah, but he's not going to ever be the head coach again. I don't think you can say that now. If they play well down the stretch, and again, this is their first game, they're coming off an open date, and they're at Tennessee on Saturday. Yeah, keep an eye on that. See how they play. They don't have to win, but see how they play. Do they put up a bunch of points? But Tennessee, Texas A&M, Auburn, Mississippi State, at LSU, at Texas. And, oh, by the way, don't take your eyes off Missouri. Missouri is a lot better than people think they are.
Yeah, completely agree with that. Missouri's playing Alabama this weekend. I'll have our eyes kind of posted on that one. That's longtime college football writer Mr. Tony Barnhart. Good friend of the show. Thanks so much, Tony, for hanging out with us.
All right, you bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks.
Appreciate the time, Tony. I am curious. You just got back from Alabama. You went to the Bama Vanderbilt game. Are you feeling fully rested? Because last week you also went to Lil Wayne and had zero chance to get a nap or do anything.
The Lil Wayne concert last Monday night, I think I got home at, 11:30? That threw off my entire week.
Yeah.
Literally my wife and I were on our way to Tuscaloosa Friday, and we were like, we never recovered from that.
Kevin didn't get a chance to mention it, but he told me while I was screening him, and I forgot until you brought this up, he actually drove Lil Wayne and his entourage out pottering. He did. He did. He told me. He told me when I was screening this call.
Is he allowed to say that?
Yeah, the NDA.
I mean, he told me, and I think he was planning on staying there. I don't know.
That guy was back there smoking weed.
Right. He didn't go into details. He just said he drove Lil Wayne and his entourage around and took him out partying.
That's pretty cool. He probably is not allowed to say it, and now Dylan just blasted it.
He's like, sorry, Kevin. Lil Wayne probably listening right now.
No,
it's all good.
I think Kevin the limo driver is safe. No, yeah. Man, but that's it's funny, and it's always funny getting Tony's takes because Tony's so matter-of-fact, and he's seen so much college football that it's like, hey, Tony, can this team win? Yes, they can, and quit saying that they can't. Or, Tony, is this team bad? They're not that bad.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens this weekend, and it's always curious to get his takes on some of the college football because it is – 2007, LSU won a national title with two overtime losses. We played them that year. We almost took them to overtime. But that is known as like the most parody in college football history in terms of winning a national title. There was like an Oklahoma State loss along the way that got in there. Like a bunch of teams started falling off at the end of the year. So it's kind of crazy. I've started to hear people kind of throw that 2007 year around in terms of this year. So much parody. Seems like any team can lose on any given weekend. I said it a minute ago. Bama's going to take another loss this year. They're just not built to not take another loss.
And when you talk about parody in college football, I wouldn't even limit that to just the SEC. I feel like that's all of college football.
Penn State's
now.
A prime example.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
State just lost to a UCLA team that looked like it might be number 133 out of 133 D1 teams.
I mean, it was in our headlines today. Three top 15 teams went down in one weekend. I mean, if that would have happened, let's say, three, 5 years ago? I mean, today we'll be on fire. I mean, we'll be on fire today. But now it's still like, oh, wow, okay, this happened. But it's not as shocking as it used to be because of the parity in college football.
And it goes back to it doesn't feel like there's any rest days in college football in the SEC right now. Like it doesn't feel like there's any rest days in the SEC. It used to be, hey, Bama's playing Vanderbilt. Like that's going to be okay. You'll get that win and you'll just roll on. Or, hey, this team's playing Mississippi State. Mississippi State's not great. You'll just – no, like every single one of these teams can beat you any given weekend. Kentucky, obviously, and Tony just talked about, they're not great right now, but they didn't look lifeless against Georgia. And it's everything has kind of come and being compacted down into the middle. I know that Big Ten teams say the SEC is kind of eating itself up right now. But, dude, there ain't no other way to put what happened to Penn State than that conference. It seems crazy to say UCLA or the Big Ten, but – yeah,
I wanted to ask about that because I am curious. Dylan made it known that our fearless leader, Mike Conte, is at that game. Do we know how he's doing?
Allie, I'm so glad you brought that up. I don't know if he's coming back in the office today, obviously because he had a lot of big travel weekend.
Yeah.
But if I do see him today, I'm just going to give him a hug.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any words to him.
United with the L against LAFC.
Yeah. And then he has to watch
State,
that debacle. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Sorry.
That stinks.
We're here for you, fearless leader. We'll hold it down for you. It's okay. Just take a day.
Well, quick reminder, Friday morning, you can join the morning shift for a special broadcast at Publix at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta. Come down, join us while you pick up your tailgating supplies for this weekend's football action. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. at Publix at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got to roll. Got to clock out. Thanks to Tony Barnhart for joining us. For Mike, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
don't sell your tickets to Bills fans, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.